This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You've been familiar with that story since childhood, perhaps. But maybe what you're not familiar with, and I'm not familiar with, are the lessons that come out of this passage. The first thing I want to talk about is how that the disciples with Jesus withdrew to a lonely place to get alone. I want to bring up a principle here, if I could, the first principle. There are times when we need to get alone with the Lord and His Word. That's true for you, and that's true with me. I believe this miracle really happened. I believe it actually happened, but before it happened, they got alone. When's the last time you got alone with the Lord? When's the last time you got alone with the Word of God? I was thinking recently, what is it that people get alone with? Here's what I hear people talk about. I just want to get alone with a good book. Get a good novel and just get alone. People get alone with the television. People get alone with the radio. We get alone with a lot of things in life. When's the last time you got alone with the Lord? When is the last time? And I'm not being facetious at all. I'm not being sarcastic at all, because I'm talking to myself as well. Some people would have to scratch their heads and say, I don't remember. I don't remember the last time I got alone with the Word of God. I don't remember the last time I got alone with the Bible. I don't remember the last time I got alone in prayer. There is something to be said about getting alone. But I want you to notice what happens. The people follow them. And Jesus welcomed them. He spoke to them about the kingdom of God, which is an intriguing thought to me. I had a person ask me one time, Randy, why do you talk about the kingdom of God so much? That we're a part of the kingdom. We're not just church people, but we're kingdom. Because Jesus did. That's why. Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God. He spoke about it regularly. It was routine to talk to people. You're a part of the kingdom. It's bigger than a local church. We're not just church people. We're kingdom people. We need to realize that. So many people in the average church, and this is true particularly in small churches in America, tend to look at themselves inwardly, and they tend to be almost obsessed with us. It's just, the kingdom of God is just us. That's what it's all about, and it's not. We're a small part of what's called the kingdom of God. I want to bring up a second principle out of this scripture. Jesus didn't treat people as a nuisance, nor should we. I've heard ministers over the years, you've heard them too, say the ministry would be a great profession if it just weren't for people. And a lot of professions talk about that, but the ministry is people. And Jesus realized that the ministry was people. And I want you to notice that Jesus had people flocked around him. And this may sound strange to ask you this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What do you do with the people who flock around you? And I know what some of you are saying. Well, I don't have anybody flocking around me. Do you have kids? Did you have kids? You had people flock around you. You may have one or two children, but that's your flock. Do you treat them as a nuisance? Do you consider them to be the nuisance of your life, or do you consider them to be the gift that God has given you and that you are stewards with those children? What do you do with the people that flock around you at work, the people that flock around you, meaning they gather around you, and there are people that look to you? Every man in this room, every woman in this room, every teenager in this room, young person, has what's called a sphere of influence. Did you know that? Your sphere may be small, the person next to you may be bigger, but we all have a sphere of influence. What do you do with the people in your sphere of influence? Jesus didn't treat people as a nuisance, nor should we. Jesus welcomed them, and he spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed healing. I love that.
We'll continue this message from the Gospel of Luke on the feeding of the 5,000 tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.